Hello?
Hi, Robert. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up. I put in my notes because you had paid last month's payment and you wanted to cancel the account before it bills again, which would be in 3 days. So I had let you know at that time that you have an option of canceling the program and keeping the website and just paying $29 monthly. And I know you said at that point you were going to think about it and you wanted me to follow up with you before I canceled it.
That's fine. Yeah, let's keep the website.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because if you lose that domain and everything, it might be hard to get it back again. Okay, so I'll make that adjustment. So I'll cancel the rest of the program, which is the optimization and whatnot, and then starting on the October 18th payment, you'll just be paying $29 monthly, okay?
Okay, and then is that still do I still get help managing the website? Like if I have pictures or want to change the website or do like.
The $29 is just for hosting, but I have seen where if somebody calls in and they want to add a couple of pictures or they have a, you know, one-time revision here and there, they'll definitely do it for you. It's just that it's not going to include extensive updates. You know, if you were going on there, you know, every week making like 3 or 4 revisions, then they would say, okay,
yeah,
that's outside of the realm of hosting. But as long as you just do a couple of revisions here and there, you would definitely be fine.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I have some photos now of finished work and just the website looks pretty generic to me at this point, and it would be nice to have some updated photos of work I've actually done and whatnot.
Yeah, you know what? I always recommend that too, because having, you know, older photos or stock photos, it's good. I mean, at least people have a website and there's a platform for them. But I always say if you have fresh things and before and after photos, and the more proactive you are with your website, the better results that you'll get. So you can go onto your dashboard and you can upload those new photos. And I would say do it right away because, you know, your package really isn't going to change until the 18th anyway. So you have a couple of days to do it. But go on there and send over the new photos, and anything you send through the dashboard would be updated within 1 to 3 business days. If you get on the dashboard and you hit a glitch and you can't see, you know, where you can actually enter the photos, you could also just email them over at support@localsplash.com, and then once we get them, we forward them over to the technicians, and same thing, they're updated on the site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Have you been on your dashboard? Are you familiar with how it works and everything? Because I can show you real quick how to upload photos if you have a second.
I mean, I've been on there for a second, but I mean, even that's just like too much technology for me.
Okay. So in a nutshell, next time you go on, you'll see the tabs that say home, leads, website, listings. You would go to the very last tab that says business info, and once you click that, you're already on the page where you can make edits to the site. So you would just go all the way to the bottom, and you'll see the current pictures that we have on your site, and that's where you can upload more photos, is from that business info tab.
Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I did convert your package to the hosting starting on the 18th, so I'm happy that you decided to do that. I think that's probably a really good move for your business at this point. So if we don't talk again, have a very nice rest of your weekend too, okay?
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. Thank you so much, Robert. Okay. Bye-bye.